Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hello. Today I thought we'd talk about ginseng. We've kind of talked about it a little bit before on other programs, but just we kind of roll through the topic, give a little bit of tidbits of here and there. And today's topic is we're going to just learn about ginseng specifically. And so ginseng was over-harvested during the European settlement in North America. And because of this, we have the threat of losing this altogether. So we have an endangered species law on our ginseng. So we always make sure before you go out and pick ginseng, learn the laws and the regulating rules in production and harvesting in your country as well as your state and even your county. Just make sure that you know what is legally right for you, because you do not want to ever get in trouble. And lo and behold, that Minnesota is one of the states regulated. So make sure you check before you go on out there and harvest and transport your ginseng. And how about the climate that we need it for? It emerges early in the spring and comes with a single stem. Blooms out and to 3 to 5 leaflets, and the leaves will die in the fall as our light decreases and after it's already germinated. A small plant, the seed emerges and produces a small thin stem with one leaf comprised of 3 leaflets. In the second year, it's going to get a little taller. That's gonna produce with 6 to 20 small yellowish greenish flowers and plants. Many of these plants take years to flower and set fruit, and so this is why it was over harvested. 3 years. When the plant is 3 years old, then it will set fruit. And when the flowers produce berries, which turn from green to red, and then they ripe and they fall. In over successive years, ginseng plants can live 30 to 50 years with additional leaves and prongs grow. It may have up to a stem of 20 inches tall. And as the plant matures, they can vary from the number of leaves produced, such as 3 prongs 1 year and 2 prongs the following year. And so we really want to make sure that when we do harvest, we understand that we're really leaving the younger plants to grow into the future, and we're not over picking the adult plants so that they can continue to produce the next year. And where can we find ginseng in North America? All the way to southern Canada. And 19 states has it actually. You can allow the harvest of wild ginseng in the United States, and the rest of us have to really make sure what's going on. It's not heat tolerated, so it grows well in shaded areas and a little bit better in the moist area hardwood forests. And if you want to look around for who they're near, you can kind of see tulips, poplar, maples, and beech, and hickory, and walnut trees, and oak trees sometimes. These are similar plants that you're going to find next to your ginseng. And the more mature the forest and the full canopy and the better shades and briars, it makes a better living condition for the ginseng. And some of the other companion plants are trilliums. Do you know what those trilliums are? They're really pretty. They're brilliant white flowers with 3 petals. And they're beautiful in the green lush leaves. Really cute. Probably stand about 5 inches off the ground. I love those trilliums too. Also next to bloodroot, they'd be by cohosh, and also jack in the pulpit, our wild yams, our golden seal. So if you see some of these plants, you can go out and take a look and you see if you see some ginseng. But majority of it is you're going to have to really go down deep into the forests. And remember, have respect for Mother Earth if you are going to harvest, and make sure you check your bylaws, because in Minnesota, we cannot harvest without following some regulations. We leave all the plants with green berries so they can ripen. And the mature plants are usually 5 to 7 years old. And the only way you're going to be able to tell the age of the root is by examining the neck. You know, it's called the rhizome. And it's right between the stem and the root. And you're going to see how we see in trees. You'll be able to see little rings and see how long these are. And if you can count the number of stem scars, a 5-year-old plant will have 4 stem scars on the rhizome. And then carefully cover it back up with the soil that you've taken away so that you can kind of take a gander and see how old this plant was. And harvesting plants with fewer than 3 prongs is illegal in 19 states that allow the harvest of wild ginseng. So look at the rules. And be sure to harvest your roots sustainably. Make sure that you're giving back to nature and that you're leaving future growths, and that you're respecting that the plants that you have taken. Give your prayers and your thanks, and leave your tobacco for the Great Spirit, and tell Mother Nature that you're thankful for the gifts that she gave you with this ginseng, and that you're sorry that it was over picked and we almost lost it for good. Now, when we do harvest our larger plants and the ones that we leave and the ones that we've decided to take, after you've dug the root out, squeeze the red fruits into the palm of your hand and plant the seeds about 1 inch into the soil near the harvested plant. And never remove ginseng seeds or immature plants from the woods. And so that's what we kind of talked about before, is when you decide to harvest something and only harvest a few and only harvest what you need. And give back to Mother Nature and give back to the earth so that our future generations can see the beauty in ginseng. Now, when you get back home, briefly soak the roots in a bucket of cool water to remove the excess soil. Don't run them under the sink. And don't scrub them or wash them vigorously. And once you're done rinsing them, gently place the roots in a single layer on a screen to dry. And make sure the roots are not touching, and let them dry on a wooden rack in a well-ventilated room. And that, my friends, will keep us ginseng happy and balanced with nature. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.